on Jazz FM.
18 minutes past six. Yesterday, the government announced a crackdown on employing illegal or irregular migrants. That could be those who entered the UK illegally or whose right to be here expired. But do those workers have an impact on the British economy? Well, Nick Howard asked Professor Ian Preston, who's Deputy Research Director for the Centre of Research and Analysis of Migrants at University College London.
Obviously, we don't have much evidence there on what the effect of irregular migrants is on the labour market outcomes for British-born workers because of the nature of irregular migration. It's not in the records. So the best we can really do is to try and make inferences from what we know about the effects of legal migration. And as far as we know, the impacts of that on the labour market are really pretty small. The labour market's pretty resilient. There's no really convincing evidence that it's harmful to average wages of British-born workers or to employment of British-born workers. Unless illegal or irregular migrants are very much different from regular migrants, then there's no obvious reason to think the effect would be any greater in either direction.
There's an implication here that irregular migrants are in jobs which are too unstable or too low paid for the regular economy to support. Do you think that if this crackdown did take place, that there are jobs we would have to seriously think about how we fill?
Well, it's certainly true generally that migrants tend to work, at least in the years soon after they arrive in the country, in lower wage occupations. Migrants on the whole are generally better qualified than the native workforce, but they still tend to work in jobs towards the lower end of the labour market, and certainly you'd expect irregular migrants not to be more likely to be working higher up the wage distribution, so you'd expect that to be similar in that respect.
What about actual employers? I mean, what is the incentive for an employer, given the risks that would be there, to actually employ somebody who is illegally in the country?
Well, presumably it's because they can get the skills that they need at lower wages than they can get through employing regular British-born workers or regular migrants. It's dangerous to extrapolate to that, think that you can just read the effect on the labour market off that, because there's all sorts of other ways that the labour market can adjust to the presence of migrants. They may be employing them at lower wages than regular migrants or British-born workers, but you shouldn't assume from that necessarily means that the depressing effect is the end product of this, because there are all sorts of other ways the labour market will adjust.
What sort of ways?
Well, if it reduces the wages of those particular sorts of occupations, then it makes production in those sectors of the economy that employ those sort of migrants more attractive. That will tend to bid their wages back up. Migration is also associated with more entrepreneurship, more innovation, more trade, things like this, all of which are positive for the overall effect on the labour market.
Do you think that there aren't any dangers associated with this policy?
Well, discouraging migration, I think, overall is typically probably a bad thing, because we know migration overall is something that's probably doesn't have harmful effects on the labour market. It's probably beneficial for public finances. Policies which generally create a hostile climate towards immigration, I think, are probably overall harmful for the UK economy. Whether we can extend that to policies on irregular migration is not so clear, but I think there are those sort of dangers there.
That's Professor Ian Preston from University College London talking to Nick Howard. Now here's Rebecca Ferguson. What is this thing called love?